Hello, this is David, Applied Precision Products. Can I help you?
Hey, Dave, it's Nico with Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
I'm doing good.
Good, yeah, just calling, seeing, you know, he told me to give you a call back on Monday, see how the application was going.
Ed right now is waiting to hear back from some people he chose, and we'll see what they come up with, okay?
Okay, well, I mean, would you like to play around with some numbers? Because, I mean, we can't give you anything definitive unless the application is in our way.
And no, he's waiting for these people, and then we'll see. They're supposed to be pretty cheap in the low 20s. So for
like low 20%, is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, I mean, like we can't give you anything definitive unless we know, because we'd want to give you like what's best for the company, of course, and what you guys can work with. You know, not trying to drain you guys here.
No. And what happens is once we get those numbers, if Ed squawks about them, I said, then fill out the rest of the paperwork. You got everything on email, so you can shoot all the stuff that you require over to you guys, and we'll see what happens. Okay?
Okay, well, I mean,
Right now, he's like, because he's done this one and two other ones, and he's kind of fed up doing all of the legwork. So I said, well, great, but if you're not totally happy with this last one when it comes in, because some of these people were extremely high, but it's unsecured, and so we're used to, you know, we're buying a machine, so when we buy machines, we see it a lot cheaper.
Wait, you guys are now looking to purchase a machine?
No, not right now. No, probably.
Oh, like generally.
Yeah, generally, because we've been in business for 36 years, and this is some of the most expensive money we've ever looked at.
Right. Are you guys going to IMTS this year?
No.
No? Did you not have plans to go to it, or have you been to it?
No. We used to go to the one here. I don't like flying, so.
Okay. No, you don't want to make like a fun road trip out of it?
No, I have a younger brother that works up north.
Uh-huh.
Portland, and he goes every year for the whole time through his company, and so I just, you know, tell him what I'm looking for, or he knows what I need, because he used to work for me like 20 years ago, and then he moved up there, and so, you know, he's looking for me when I'm there at anything new also.
Okay. Well, I mean, you said, you know, Dave, you said that you already have all the paperwork in order for the other companies. I would assume that it's just a simple email you could send towards my way. I could get you numbers by tomorrow. Like,
I got a key piece here, and Ed said, you know, the three was enough. But since you've been persistent over the long haul, if he gets a little iffy, then I'll just say, hey, these guys can do it fast. So. And I'll see what I can do, okay? That's all.
Okay. All right, yeah, no, not a problem. Is there a better time that you would like me to, again, follow up with you?
Today's Monday. Give me a call Wednesday. And
give you a call Wednesday?
It'll either have happened for us, or he'll be in the mood to send off some more.
Okay. All right, Dave, that sounds good. I'll give you a call Wednesday then.
Thank you.
All right, you take care. I'll talk to you then.
Bye.
All right, bye now.